بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد، عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه اثر السفر ولا يعرف منا احد، حتى جلس الى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاسند ركبتيه الى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال: يا محمد اخبرني عن الاسلام. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الاسلام ان تشهد ان لا اله الا الله وان محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاه وتؤتي الزكاه وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت ان استطعت اليه سبيلا. قال: صدقت. فعجبنا له يساله يصدقه. قال: فاخبرني عن الايمان. قال: ان تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الاخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال: صدقت. إلى آخر الحديث. Yesterday we began the discussion on what we refer to as Umm Sunnah, that is Hadith of Jibreel. Because of the comprehensive nature of this Hadith, it is referred to as the Mother of Sunnah. In it we find very concisely and in a beautiful manner and form our whole Deen Islam is elaborated, that is the basic tenets of Deen. Jibreel had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a human form, and already the manner in which he had presented himself, someone no one recognized, dressed very cleanly, and he sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing him by his name. All these various things piqued the curiosity of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in and caused them to become more diligent about what was about to ensue. First and foremost, Jibreel posed the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, what is Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, Islam is that you believe, you bear testimony, that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and that you establish salah, that you discharge your zakat, you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you make Hajj of Baytullah if you have the means to undertake and carry out the journey. That is, these are the what we refer to as the five basic pillars of Islam. The Shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishment of Salah, paying of Zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and performing Hajj. Now, Jibreel posed this question, that Akhbirni alayhi al-Islam, tell me what is Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded like this. Then Jibreel said, Sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, we became even more surprised. Here is someone who has come, he has asked a question. And after receiving the answer to the question, he's saying, you have spoken the truth. In other words, he already knew the answer to the question. فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسَأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. One hand he's asking the question, on the other hand he's attesting to the truth of the response. Jibreel goes on and he said, Akhbirni anil iman. Ya Rasulullah, tell me what is iman. Now we find these two concepts, iman and Islam. The usage of these two words is interchanged many, many places in Quran and also in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama generally explain it that iman is an act of the heart. It has something to do with belief, the convictions and the belief in the heart of a person. And Islam, generally in layman's terms, is the practical implementation of those beliefs. Once a person has iman, then how does he illustrate his iman? By bringing salah in his life, by fasting, etc., by carrying out the tenets of deen. Although the meaning of these two things is very similar, generally it is explained like this. One is the act of the heart, and the other is the practical implementation of that conviction and belief that has entered the heart. What is also very, very important is this response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, what is iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, antukmina, that you believe, that you have conviction in with regards to, and then he explained a certain number of things. We find if a person is deficient in his Islam, if he is deficient in practicing deen, he misses his salah, or he doesn't fast, or whatever it may be, there the door to tawbah and repentance is always open. He can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, etc., etc. However, when it comes to aspects of Iman, aspects of belief, here we have to be very, very careful, because here there is no margin or room for error. If a person does not believe for whatever reason on any of these things, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "An tu'mina," believe in this and this and this and this, etc., then this is what distinguishes a person between being a Muslim and a kafir. It distinguishes a person between Iman and Kufr. And here, as I mentioned, there is no margin for error. We have to develop total, complete conviction. There must be no doubt whatsoever. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, famous hadith, he said, "My ummah will break up into more than 70 groups. Kulluhum finnar, every one of them will be in Jahannam, except one group." Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what is that one group?" He said, "Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi," those whose beliefs will be upon that which I and my Sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, upon. So we were warned that this ummah will break up into different groups. And this distinction or these different groups, the basis of this difference will be what? Will be the beliefs. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is asked that, "Tell me, what is Iman?" He said that you believe, and tu'min, bring Iman, what? Billah, upon Allah. That is, we have to believe in Allah as Allah has described himself in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his sifat, with his attributes, etc. And tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi, believe in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, in various verses in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala describes the angels, the malaika. One of the qualities of the angels, Allah tells us, "La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yafa'aluna ma yu'marun," that they do not disobey Allah in anything. Whatever Allah has ordered them, they carry it out. Likewise, their numbers are such. So many angels Allah Ta'ala has created. He said the malaika, he said the Kaaba of the angels is what we call the Baytul Ma'mur. If you draw a line from our Kaaba going upwards, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur on the seventh heaven. How many angels Allah has created, we can get an idea that according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, that is the Kaaba of the Malaika. From the time of the creation of angels till Qiyamah, not one angel will get a second chance. 70,000 every day, and this one angel will not get a second chance. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Attati sama wa huqqa laha an ta'it ma fiha mawdi'u arba'i asabi' illa wa fiha malakun wadi'un jabhatahu sajidan lillah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sky creaked and groaned. Why should it not be so? It could not take the weight. Why? Because you will not find four finger space. You will not find four finger space in the heavens except that there is one angel in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many angels Allah has created. One of the functions of the angels is to record the deeds of insan. That is why we are told that with every human being, on his right shoulder and left shoulder are two angels, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Allah Ta'ala says they know everything that you are doing. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Somewhere Allah says that, listen, my angels are with you, my messengers are with you. Yaktubun, they are recording everything that you are doing. Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Somewhere else in the Quran Allah says every time you utter something, ma yalfidhu min qawl, every word that you say, illa ladayhi raqibun atid, except that my angels are with you. Raqib, they are listening, they are observing you. Atid, they are ready. Their pens are, whatever form of Allah Ta'ala has given them to record this is with them. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, explaining this, he says, يَكْتُبْ كُلَّ مَا تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَكْتُبُ قَوْلُهُ أَكَلْتُ وَشَرِبْتُ وَذَهَبْتُ وَجِئْتُ وَرَأَيْتُ حَتَّى كَانَ يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ عرض قوله وعمله فأقر منه ما كان فيه من خير وشر وألقي سائره. He says, to what extent are the angels recording what we are doing? He says, every word that you utter, whether good or evil, is written down by the angels. To such an extent that when you say, "I ate," or "I drank," or "I went," or "I came," or "I saw," even these utterances of yours are being written down by the angels of Allah. And then on a Thursday, once a week, this is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is irrelevant, like for example, I ate or I walked or I came or I went, whatever it is, what is irrelevant is put one side. What is relevant, min khayrin wa shar. In other words, something good that you did or something evil that you did. What is relevant to your hisab, to your reckoning in the hereafter, this is kept back and this will be presented to you on that day when Allah says, wa idha suhufu nushirat. The pages will be opened up, this entire record of your entire life that was written down by the angels of Allah will be presented in front of you. And at that time, what will they say? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What type of a book is this? What type of a book is this? Even the inconsequential, even the small is here. Even the major actions are here. Nothing is hidden from it. So this is the reality, and this is how this hadith is attached to this chapter, Muraqabah. Become conscious. Become conscious that everything that you are doing is being recorded. Allah's angels are with you. So become conscious of that day when this entire record of every utterance, every action will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will have to give account. So these are what we call the tenets of Iman. First and foremost, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, believe in Allah. Thereafter he said, believe in the angels of Allah.
Continue, inshallah.